Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the Tree of Liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, but this is not like any other Thursday. V will join us in a few minutes. But we have a new co-host here that's going to take over as soon as V's ready to move over to Tuesdays, which hopefully is next week. We have Kayla joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land would like to talk to us, you have anything you need to share, we'll definitely take your call. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Kayla into the show here. Kayla, welcome.
This is going to be probably really awkward at first because this is my first time doing something like this, but I'm very grateful to be here right now.
Hey, don't undersell yourself. That's the first thing I'll tell you. And it's always nice to come into the show with some applause.
Thank you very much.
So you'd rather the applause. You don't want Nelson, right? You don't want the Nelson, do you?
The Nelson, what's that?
Ha ha!
From The Simpsons?
Yeah, I didn't really watch them, I gotta say. Although I have been watching them more, they're kind of predicting stuff left and right.
Nelson's my favorite character, the cartoon character of all time.
He's just genuinely, honestly, who he is.
I'm glad he could represent here sometimes, but you don't want him representing you if you can help it.
Definitely.
So, this is your first time calling into any radio show, right?
Yep. It's
so talk to us.
What
will people expect out of you when they hear you next week? What do you like to follow? Who do you listen to? Feel free to tell the audience a little bit about you, and don't worry about it being awkward. We all had to start on radio at some point. I remember my first date 15 years ago.
So people I tend to gravitate towards and listen to, I do take them from everywhere, but I do tend to like X22. He seems to be pretty honest in some ways, although I do not agree with the Bitcoin part. I don't see that lasting. Not that I'm an expert or anything. Some people I tend to listen to, I get so nervous, sorry. Bill Elmore, I'm currently someone I've been going on his pages to look at the Twitter file stuff. Elon's interesting to watch right now. Let's see. I do like to listen to HRR, the Health Ranger Report.
Okay.
And then I just end up kind of jumping around from beforeitsnews.com. They always tend to have a lot of articles, videos, everything over a lot of stuff. They're not as censored as a lot of other places I've been. Rumble is a good place to get good information. I tend to follow the Cabal on that one. That's a very good miniseries. I would highly recommend to anybody.
Okay.
One
of my big things I like to read is the Gateway Pundit.
Yeah, I've got a couple articles from them, actually.
So what have you been following since I told you that you're going to be on the show Thursday? Did you have any topics you want to bring up? Because we'll go back and forth when it comes to topics. And then you're going to have the old co-host V joining us tonight. This, I think, will be her last week on Thursdays. So you'll get to meet somebody that's worked with me for a few years. Can't believe it's been like 2.5 years or something already. Did I lose you? All right, I need to play a commercial because I don't know if I lost you or... All right, I'm going to refresh my screen and see if I'm still on. It shows I'm on. Oh, you left. Oh, there you are.
Apparently bumped the hang-up button. I'm sorry.
All right, I was wondering what happened.
So some of the things that I would want to talk about are spanning from Reverend Casey Tienen, who was just outed by Project Veritas for basically grooming children. He would call CPS on people, on the parents of people, because they don't want to call their children a new name. And he specifically says the younger the better, that he wants to target 12 and younger. Like that, sickening for a multitude of reasons. And I'll say flat out, I am myself part of the gay community. I am bisexual. And seeing the way that this is being indoctrinated on the youth now, it's sickening to see. Gays Against Groomers are even talking out about against him. But big props to Project Veritas. I want to get more into the bank crashing, but that's not one of my bigger things. I'm more so focused on Brunson case, which was just denied for the third docket. Or third time to be on the docket. Of course, the Twitter files, especially over both the censorship of the elections, all the way up to even flat out hiding true stories from people who have had side effects from the vaccine. Is that okay if I say that word on here? Sorry.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I just wanted to make sure.
Oh.
But
I'm not protecting any of those companies. I don't care what they do.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, Big Pharma does not pay my bills. This show will never be sponsored by Pfizer.
Sorry, that reminds me of a little, it's like 53-second clip I found on one of the Telegram channels I follow, and it's brought to you by Pfizer, and it's like eight different news anchors just falling over. Oh, and one actual medical woman who I haven't really heard much from since she collapsed.
You're talking about the first person that allegedly took the gene therapy and then she fainted right after she said she felt good?
Yep.
Oh. Never to be heard
from. So much. Yeah, right? They say that she ended up going, I believe it was, she was taking time off for herself, and then they had someone else, I think, standing in for her, because the foreheads didn't look the same to me. But I don't know. The family, I feel like, wouldn't have said something by now, unless they were paid off, but I don't know. Just serious. But I know it's very concerning to watch bus drivers start seizing for no reason who were previously perfectly fine one old woman I watched, she got thrown off a bus because the bus driver was the Havana syndrome is what they're calling it, I think.
Oh, I don't know offhand what it's called.
I've seen it referenced as Havana, I believe, if I'm even pronouncing that right. But I don't know. It's just scary to see this is happening and the news covers over it. Like, oh,
well,
CBS, for instance.
Well, of course they're going to pretend it doesn't exist. Who do you think pays almost 75% of all advertising? Big Pharma, most notably Pfizer. They spend more money than anyone else. So, of course they're going to protect their paychecks.
100% they're going to protect that. And, yeah, all you have to do is watch the ending of anything or even the middle of a show, and it's like, don't you buy Pfizer? Like, are people really not paying attention to the fact that they are everywhere, kind of like BlackRock as well? They're in the background causing havoc, and people don't realize most of these, like, for instance, when it comes to the networking systems with TV, I think it is only about 3 actual people who own pretty much all of them. What was it called? Trying to think back to a story once where... I cannot think of that. Kind of, it'll come to me. So overall, we don't have fair media, so I'm very happy to be on here with somebody who actually is open and wants fair media. And yet, I know so many people who are just like, well, it's alternative. You can't trust it. You know, it's literally...
I wish it wasn't like that, believe me.
Right? Then it's, what was it? Obama passed it's legal now for basically television companies to use propaganda against us?
Oh, of course, yeah. Barry Satoro put that in, and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
That one's interesting, definitely. Which, if you're genuinely a trans person, that's fine. I know some trans people. But be, A, honest about who you are, and B, stay away from children. And we're perfectly fine. Here's some puppies in the background.
Yeah, I have a Doberman puppy that can get loud.
Aw. Luckily, my 2 dogs are upstairs right now. Let's see. Out of curiosity, did you know that Warren Buffett actually bailed out some of the banks back in 2008?
Yeah, I remember that.
They're talking about bringing him in again to help with this bank crisis, but it looks like all they're trying to do is subsidize them into the bigger banks.
Well, that's what they want to do right now. They want to consolidate some of these banks. So they want Skank of America and Shitty Bank to take over some of these and get bigger.
Which at the end of the day is just going to leave all of our regional banks high and dry, basically. Which is a scary thought, because what are you supposed to be doing once your dollar is nothing? And I don't trust crypto. They make that on the internet. Well, it's way more complicated than that, I know. Way more complicated. I don't even understand. But it's not tangible. You can't actually physically touch it.
It depends. There's Bitcoin ATMs that you can get to.
That's the iffy topic on my part. One, I don't know fully about the reserve.
Trust me, I think within the next 6 months, if they do Fed Now, where all money will be digital and there will be no cash, Bitcoin's going to be king.
Probably way more likely, but...
Well,
what
who's going to want to buy Fed
do you have around that?
Huh? I don't know anybody that will want to buy Fed coins. Because Bitcoin is decentralized, meaning that there's no chain of command, there's no CEO, there's no corporate office. That's it. You just have your Bitcoin and you enjoy it. There's no tracking, I guess, so to speak. Whereas Fedcoin, they're going to tell you what you can and can't purchase, and it's all going to be based on carbon credits and among other stuff. So your social credit score will play a role.
Let's go straight to China.
Yeah.
That's what they do, and you have no freedom in actuality, especially with it being as regulated as it is. They actually have screens up where if your social credit score is too low, they shame you in public to everybody else.
Well, of course, yeah.
Oh, they have those, like, 15-minute cities. You're supposed to be able to get into those because you have the chip or whatever, so you can get in and... They record you through the whole thing. I don't know. People are allowing this surveillance, and I feel like more and more it's slowly coming into America. And it makes me think, I forget the man's name who said it, but he did say one day the American people would wake up and...
Did I lose you again?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're here. I hear you.
All right. Sorry. I might have shoddy service in the basement.
Oh.
It's just a quiet place.
No, that's fine.
Live in a household with 7 people, so it gets quite rowdy and loud. No, and 2 dogs. What are some topics that you could probably talk about that I could learn a lot from?
Well, when V is going to call in here in just a few minutes, she's running late. So as soon as she comes in, we'll probably get into some crypto discussion.
Okay, I'll definitely be learning quite a bit then. It's one of the confusing topics for me because I don't understand how it's worth so much and then drops so much and people trust it. I do get at the end of the day, as you said, it's unregulated, and that is a great thing at the end of the day. But back when, about a month ago, the air miners were all shut down that one day it happened. They said it crashed the system. But then you saw a big transfer in between crypto that same day. I'm going to have to go back and relook at that to tell you more on it, what I remember from it, though, that a big transfer happened between one of the airlines with someone, like some other company, and then their systems were working again. So I do believe it can be used negatively too. What's that one that just crashed, or like the last 3 that just crashed and the money was just gone? XLT, I think it was.
Are you talking about banks, or are you talking about cryptocurrencies?
The crypto.
because that FTX stuff is different.
I thought it was crypto as well.
Well, it's an exchange company, so V will be able to describe that better than myself, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, off of that topic for the moment.
Yeah.
So did you happen to see the video with the Facebook and YouTube executives getting grilled about how they're working with the CDC and other agencies to censor stuff along with Twitter and all of that? But Rand Paul is really ripping into this particular...
Yeah, I like the fact that the YouTube CEO quit rather than testify. So if they have anybody else, that's just someone that doesn't really know much about the company, I guess. Or maybe they got promoted from within. I don't know, because I don't know who took the CEO job.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. If this person going up is completely innocent of what was going on and ignorant, or if they were part of it.
What I thought was weird was if you saw recently, Rand Paul had the CEO of Moderna on, and that guy was lying to himself.
Right. Isn't he under oath while doing that,
yeah,
too? Like, I was watching that, and I was just like, wait, Rand Paul literally just told you two things you said were a lie, and you're lying under oath. And yet nothing's happening, well, that we see at least in the background. But it's starting to be talked about.
And then Paul said your president actually said something completely different. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, he said he had talked to him, I think, a couple days prior. He just kind of... He looked aggravated and kind of terrified all at once and just, like, vehemently denied everything possible.
Yeah.
And just...
He probably forgot that Rand Paul is a doctor.
Right? Most people forget that, and it's hilarious because they're like, well, why should I listen to what Rand Paul says about vaccine safety or this or that? And it's like, mm-hmm. You do know he spent several years as an MD. He's trained. Yeah. Didn't he also follow in his father's footsteps? Wasn't he also a doctor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his dad was an OG doctor.
Nice. I'm just glad to say at least Kentucky's producing a good senator right now. I mean, he's been on the case of Fauci since day one.
Oh, those are always
much.
Hilarious to me. When you see Rand Paul going after Dr. Frotti, that's like one of my favorite things ever.
Right. He's like, you're wrong. You're wrong, Senator. You're wrong. And then, it always annoys me when the woman chimes in with, Senator, calm down. Gentlemen, time is up. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, let them actually tell us the truth. Please. Let them continue. Sometimes I feel like they intervene on purpose. But they never answer. No matter how many times he grills these people, no matter how many times he grills Fauci, he doesn't answer. He just says, you're wrong. He wants to deny it. And then PBS just released a video of Dr. Fauci a couple of days ago. And he's going around in D.C., going to different houses, talking about getting the shots, raising that up, and one girl asks him, she's just like, I heard it doesn't stop it, and I heard it doesn't stop you from getting it. And this lying murderer, this man went on to say, no, in the rare, rare, rare case that happened.
Oh, I saw that.
You know, you'll be glad you had the shot, because you won't even know you got sick. Everyone I know that got the shot, not everyone, but a good portion, they still get COVID. But me, my mom, my dad, we got it once, and we haven't had it since. It's just mind-boggling. And then they want to change the definition of, like, natural immunity. They want to change the definition of, what was it, a virus or the spread of the contagion or something. Just, they're changing things. They're lying. And they expect people to just swallow it. But you don't really think we're stupid, don't you?
Oh, of course they do. See, they used to get away with stuff like that before the internet, but now that we have the internet, they look pretty stupid when they get fact-checked.
Yep, I forget who it was. One of the American politicians said before the internet was huge that releasing the internet was going to be their downfall. I will have to go back and figure out which one it was.
It's too bad that it's their downfall, not because I feel bad for globalists, but just think how we could progress as a society if they just left us alone.
Right? We would have had free energy with Tesla if the greediness of people wasn't a thing. He was trying to give free energy to us. He created medical devices and, like, earthquake machines. This man was crazy. He made literal death rays. But you could walk into a room and just turn on a light by waving his hand. He understood the universe in a way he tried to express, but he was always turned around and villainized. Edison stole basically the AC current from him, or was it DC? I forget which one they made. I always interswap those two. But he literally electrocuted an elephant to say, look, this is what Tesla stuff does. I'm like, no, that's what a sick, egotistical person does. Sorry, bit of a rant.
Hey, that's all right. That's what we're here for.
But even today, it's because of globalists actually pretty much blackboxing anyone that's come forward with free energy devices.
Well, either that or when people figure out how to run cars with water or something other than gas. Like, there's people that have created engines that can run on like 200 miles a gallon, and then pretty soon you don't see those people anymore. They somehow figure out how to kill themselves right after they're about to sell a car that gets 200 miles a gallon.
I'm sorry, I missed half of what you said. My phone hung up for no reason. I didn't even touch it this time.
No, that's okay. I'm not going to repeat it, so whatever you heard, you heard.
Well, basically, I heard at the end there's the part about the cars getting 200 a gallon.
Yeah, there's automated engines with 200 miles a gallon. And then a month later, after you hear about them, they mysteriously disappear.
Yeah, they do. Like, I heard about a kid who invented a machine that can draw air in and make water out of it. I haven't heard anything about that since I first read that article a couple years ago. So who knows what type of technologies they actually have hidden from us. Although, have you ever read Philip J. Corso's book, The Day Well?
I don't know it.
So he basically wrote it to talk about his experience with the Roswell crash. He at one point in time, he saw him when it first happened, saw some of the stuff, and then it was just whisked away and hidden for 10 years. 10 years down the line, he was approached, by General Trudeau, which America had our own. It's not that guy up in Canada. But this general approached him about dealing with this subject, and he wrote in the book that night vision goggles and bulletproof vests, reverse engineering what these things were wearing that they'd found in the crash. His claim is he's also seen bodies. But if they have that type of technology, and they always say, the military is always about 40, 80 years more advanced than civilians. But if they have technology that's light years advanced, then is that even true anymore?
Yeah, I don't know if it's 80 years advanced. I would give them 30 to 50, but still, I understand.
What's hidden? I want to know why. But again, greed, corruption, a global elite. We as a species need to actually get our head out of the sand and figure out, are we going to let this continue, like, genuinely? Because it's making poverty in every single country. America, there are people on the streets today. I have a friend who actually works with the homeless as her job, and some of the stories she has told me are just heartbreaking. And these are people, they always say you can judge a nation by how they treat the least among them. And overall, they send in police officers to move people out of their little camp cities, wherever they go, all the time, and they take what stuff they do have. So America isn't treating the least among us very well. That says a lot about us, I feel. I'm sorry. I know I feel like I jump from topic to topic. I try to stay on track, but my brain just doesn't.
No, that's okay. Hey, this is your place to vent. I'm just letting you get used to being on air.
Well, thank you. I think I'm slowly starting to relax to this and just think of it as I'm talking to a friend about some stuff that's going on.
So it's basically what it turns into after a while.
It's just refreshing. I don't have anyone screaming in my face or belittling me, and it's quite nice.
Why would they belittle you?
I feel like it's a defensive mechanism. Like, psychology, part of my brain has to think of this. Freely, it's psychology, I'll say. But I feel like they are threatened with new ideas, and when it slowly starts to get through that something you're saying might be true, I guess they just go to attack. That's their next best thing to do.
People that don't understand it, they'll get an education soon enough. Wait until the U.S. dollar collapses. You're going to have a bunch of people trying to figure out where their money went. All right, looks like Kayla, her phone dropped again, so let's, I guess eventually you're probably not going to use your basement very often in the future.
No, I will not.
So, yeah, I just messaged V that when she comes in, we're going to talk crypto so you can try to understand some of it.
Okay. I really enjoy that because it is one of those topics where I can see it can be good. I can see the good in it. But I can also see the bad sides of it. And part of
I don't do any of the exchange companies. I pretty much work within Coinbase for the most part. And then another good way to get some free crypto is one of our sponsors called Lolly, where if you buy off of certain websites, they give you back a percentage of money in cryptocurrency so you can earn a little bit and see where it goes. That's a free
how
way to
you... What do you mean by where it goes necessarily?
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
You said investing a little bit to see where it goes?
No, Lolly, they give you free Bitcoin, so you don't have to pay for it. You can get it for free when you're making purchases, and you could just see from there how it goes. And if you like it, you can go to one of the other websites and buy some. But, Mike, we have dogs that you heard barking earlier. And if you go to Chewy.com, as an example, you might get, whatever they have for the day or the week. Maybe if you spend $50, they might give you $8 back in Bitcoin for free. So it's a way to test it. And so you can have your Bitcoins, and you didn't pay for them, so you could see how it works.
Okay, that's actually pretty interesting.
So if you like that idea of Lolly, I'll give you the link if you want to sign up. Don't sign up just like that, because I want to make sure that we're getting credit for you signing up.
Okay, it'll be something I'll look into. And if I do decide to do so, I'll let you know and inform you so we can figure out how to do that to give you the credit.
I was going to send you a link here in a minute. I was looking to see where it is real quick here. So, yeah, I'm all about side hustles right now, and I think that's if you're not involved in side hustles, it's going to be hard to stay ahead for people.
You're not wrong. A lot of people are ending up working up, 2-3 jobs now just to try and stay afloat.
Yeah,
it's only going to get worse.
I'm lucky for the most part because I don't have to work those kind of jobs like that. The jobs I do, they're my own projects. I don't want to work at night at McGMO or cleaning floors or doing anything like that. I have 4 different jobs, I guess, altogether. If you include Freedomizer, if you include Barefoot is Legal, I also dabble in baseball cards and sports collectibles. So I might set up at a card show sometime. So I like hustling. I'm okay with that.
Well, that's good at least. I'd say on my end, I'm also lucky. I have family to rely on during harder times and a good workplace. I just want to do something more that feels a little more soul-worthy, I guess.
So what do you do for a day job, if you don't mind? You don't have to say where you work, just what kind of work you do.
Delivery driver.
Okay.
Just deliver pizzas. Very humble job. But I've met quite a few people. Actually, a story from working. I delivered a pizza to a woman at a hotel once, and she was from Tennessee. She and I got down to talking, I don't know why or how, over the COVID policies over the last couple of years. And she told me where she lived, they didn't have to deal with the masks. They didn't have to deal with the 6 feet apart. They didn't have arrows in their stores saying, stand here, stand there, which Kentucky had. Kentucky also had them giving us free meals, free beer, free lottery to go get the shot. They also, at one point, you know how most of the states all got a couple million dollars to help with the COVID relief?
Who did?
There were states that got a couple million dollars,
oh, okay,
supposedly,
yeah,
for the COVID relief.
Yeah. Sorry, just didn't hear you for a second.
Well, in Kentucky, they used, at the very least, $4 million of the relief fund to get people to get vaccinated. They would get vaccinated and entered into a lottery at a chance to win $1 million.
Yeah, of course.
This woman told me, she's like, we didn't have that where she was. So I'm like, I want your senators. I want your governors. Like, why? What the hell? What the heck? I'm sorry. But the fact that there's still people walking around with the things on their face.
Oh, yeah. They're
I don't
still
know.
Doing
it makes
it
me understand.
Like it's in style or something.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you're just trying to be, what is that, virtue signaling?
Yeah.
I think some people I
All right, I must have lost you again.
Can
there you
hear
are.
Me?
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
It might just be I need a new phone at the end of the day. But I don't know. People just accept this like it's normal, and I feel like I kind of get an understanding of what the Holocaust had to look like, if it could be like the beginning stages up to the middle at the very least before all the bad stuff happens. You have the people out of fear turn against other groups.
Well, fortunately, it's not as bad yet as it could have been. Fortunately, there was a ton of pushback with these gene therapies. But everybody was, well, maybe not us, but there was a ton of people that were hooked on those scams.
You're not wrong at all. And then the people went out and took it because they thought that's what they needed to do without even looking at the science. I mean, I'm pretty sure still today, the vaccine insert in the box flat out says intentionally left blank.
Yeah.
And people are okay with that and trust it. But then you also have a couple months ago, or maybe it was a year ago now, time has been flying recently, but the court forced, was it Moderna or Pfizer? They forced them to show the side effects. And they released, I think it might have been Pfizer.
Oh, that was Pfizer.
Yeah. They released a 9-page, basically, essay over this is all the side effects that could happen to you. From mild stuff like your skin starts getting all blotchy and rashes, all the way to literally death, and then you have infertility, and you have cancer on the rise, and you have Attorney Thomas Rand. He has my full support in everything he is doing. He's bringing out for military whistleblowers about the fact that over the next 5-year average, what they've seen starting in 2021, not even 2020, cancer rises 300, infertility rising 300%, cancer rising a few 100%, and then he flat out states neurological issues over 1,000%. But no one's paying attention because actual news isn't talking about this. And when you actually talk about it with other people, they're like, well, it can't be true. TV's not talking about it. It can't be true.
Exactly.
But it is.
Well, of course, like we said earlier, though, that these companies are not going to rat out their paycheck.
Right. I believe that's the reason why most nurses and doctors didn't fight back, because they needed their paycheck. But shout out literally to every single one who did fight back. That
so
I know, I personally know a woman. Oh, sorry, continue.
I was just going to say, when you get done, we have a caller that would like to join the show.
Okay.
So, Pianchi wants to join us here. So, Pianchi from Louisiana, welcome in, sir.
Hey, Proof, and your guest. Hey, I was reading that...
Her name is Kayla. V is going to move over to Tuesdays. I'm waiting on her to call in. She should be calling in any minute. And V's moving to Tuesdays, so we have a Thursday opening. And
oh,
so
great.
V's going... Kayla's applying for the job, basically.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. But I'm reading the news, and I see where the African country of Uganda has passed an anti-LGBT bill, with some of the punishments being death for those who violate the stipulations of the law. They passed a law, not a bill. And the Biden administration is about to go bonkers, as usual. So my hat off to Uganda and their president, Yoweri Museveni, for not letting these outside forces come into your country and raise all kind of havoc, especially as they target your troops.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's the first I'm hearing about that. Send the best to them. Death is way too extreme, especially for something between two consenting adults. That's not a government's business. But...
Well,
it's also not America.
Country,
Biden doesn't.
Yeah, Biden needs to keep his nose out of it, like they told Obama and Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
to keep their nose out of our business. You had several countries, especially when Obama wanted to. Well, you know, Obama withdrew or withheld technology and military aid to Nigeria so they have the ability to fight terrorists. Because of you saying that they had a human rights violation, because they would not allow abortion on demand, and especially abortion with 12-year-old kids without notifying their parents. And they also are anti-same-sex countries. So several countries told the United States, Obama, to stay out of their business. Liberia was one. Kenya was another. Zambia. A lot of them. Those countries are sovereign. They have a right to write the laws that they choose to be governed by. My hat's off to them.
Yeah, they really do. We're not supposed to be the world's basically police. but we're everywhere in every country, just about.
Well, that's going to be changing soon enough here. Nobody wants to hear from bullies like the United States. Let me just jump in here. I do have a guest that's supposed to come in. And if that is you, PJ, just press 1. I think you pressed 1. If you have anything else real quick, Pianki, I am going to...
No, that's all. I'm going to sit back and
okay.
Listen on the BT. So you guys have a nice evening. Talk to you later.
All right. And then V's supposed to be joining us too tonight. So you can check in a little bit and talk to her if you like. But let me go ahead and get ready
okay.
to bring my guest in here. So... all right, so thank you, and we're going to take a break right now, and then Vito, I see you there too. I'll bring you in later when V joins us here, so let me grab my timeout, and we'll come back with PJ Belanger in just a few minutes here.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays. 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily discipline, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help and understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards. standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
So why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show, here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
That's applying for the co-host position. V is moving over to Tuesdays, but she'll be on here in a little bit, hopefully. But right now, we have our guest. I have a local activist here in Las Vegas. PJ Belanger is with me here. So, PJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dave. Can you hear me?
All right. So, yeah, it's been a while since you've been on the show. So did you ever get your radio show started?
You know, I hosted a show for another producer for a few months. It was an exhilarating, fun, enlightening experience. I found out I was good at it. I love it. People love what I do. So I'm in the process of getting ready to be sponsored to get a new studio and show set up here soon of my own.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Or
so stay tuned, everyone.
You can always
What's
talk
that?
To me and try to get on Freedomizer. I make it real easy. And
That's
a local.
True, too. I just happen to love video because I'm a real big props person. I don't know. I talk with my hands and I talk with things and very visual person myself. And so
well,
I
you
love
can talk to my webmaster. We're looking to add video. So I also
okay.
would like to start doing video. So that's something we've talked about behind the scenes.
We definitely would love to have a chat. Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Yes. So today was an exciting day. I just came from the Grant Sawyer building.
Okay.
You know, that's where our legislative process happens.
Yeah.
I don't know if too many people know that. Hopefully a lot of our listeners do, but the community at large does not. And it'd be really great if we could, each one of us that are basically represent 200 people that the rest of us each don't know, so thousands and thousands of people could be reached to just be told, hey, pay attention to the state of Nevada .gov legislative website and see what bills are being presented and listened to public comment on, testimonies on, and what they're going to be voting on. And that's how our bills are made. That's how our laws become laws. And it's so important to me right now that people, you know, people always say, oh, I don't know what to do or there's nothing I can do. yes, we need to take authority in these realms, and the way to do that is have a voice. Send in emails and send in phone calls. If you can't be at the Grant Floyer building, or like myself last week, I was actually up in Carson City at our Capitol and met with some of our senators and assemblywomen and legislators there, and went to some hearings and did some testifying there. It was very, very incredible experience. Lots of snow up there, too.
Well, something I'm very concerned about here in Nevada and across the U.S. is that I see a few states that say that they're not going to take part in this digital currency and this CBDC thing, the central bank digital currency. And I still don't know if Lombardo is trustworthy. I'm hoping so, but I don't expect it. But
you know,
can we get something drafted so that he can look at that and decide to do something?
Well, you know what? Something came across my desk just last night that I haven't even had a chance to look at yet. So I can't speak to that too much because that hasn't been my focus up to this point. It is something that it's in my inbox because I know that there might be something already being put forth. But I'd have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, I would appreciate that
because my knowledge,
the banks are going to be crashing within the next 6 months. I mean, it's so right. Obvious.
Yes, and my warning to everyone, really, my feeling, my gut, is because the way people are leaning here, I don't know I kind of think that, unfortunately, you know, good old Joe, the way he handled the October 1st shootings, with the FBI breathing down his neck and doing, you know, being told what to say, and he went right along with the narrative, and unfortunately will probably do the same for much of anything coming down the pipeline going forward, right? I mean, what else should we expect?
Well, that's what I expect, but we still have to try to see if we can get something accomplished.
No, absolutely. That's what we're paying attention. I wish I could remember where I put it right now. But there's something they're all working on. Absolutely. Because they are trying to push it here in Nevada on us. Yeah, absolutely.
I see Florida, Oklahoma, and a couple other states are working on not having that forced down our necks and to have only a cashless society, because once that happens, then they can institute, you can only spend money here, or they could track every purchase that you make.
Somebody, either
in Congress or Senate, just passed a block or just made a bill to block that altogether in the U.S., but I don't know how likely that would be to go through both the Senate and the Congress and then have Brandon sign it. He's not going to sign that.
Right. No. They're already pushing for it, and it's what he wants, and it's their way of circumventing our Constitution and what the people really want. It really is. And here, let me tell y'all, if you want to know who our expert here in Nevada on the topic, that would be Sigal Chopta. She had ran for office.
Yeah, I remember her. I met her when I met Joey Gilbert.
Yes. They've done a lot of work together. In fact, she's the one who's pretty much, helped the churches and schools and filed a lot of those appeals to allow for gathering during the plandemic. That's her. And she's very knowledgeable, and from what I understand, she's trying to put together some protections, you know, and educate the public on that. So check in with her, everyone, if you want to know more about that. But everybody needs to be protecting themselves. For real, we're going into a social credit society, That's what it is. They want to know what we're doing and who we're for and who we're not for, and want to be able to monitor our lives so that they can decide what, you know, what, whether or not we're in alignment with what they want us to be in alignment with. But we got to take a stand, though. We got to take. I wanted to put a post out on Facebook that says my letters are LBB, loud and bold and brave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. We just have to be loud and bold and brave these days. We really do.
So, my compadre here, Kayla, she's applying to become my Thursday co-host from here on out, so she's here as well. I didn't want her to feel she wasn't like part of the discussion tonight.
Sweet. Hello there, Kayla.
Hello.
So any topics you want to bring up, Kayla, I trust PJ with about any topic you can throw out there.
Okay.
This is fun. Just to see everybody can know. Hello. What you got, Kayla? What do you want to ask me?
Have you recently looked into the bill that Biden passed, which is surprising? They're going to be releasing a little bit of where the COVID origin story is coming from.
Well, they have to because the, you know, under FOIA, the information has to be released. So they're going to drip little bits just to pacify the people. But, you know, the information is already out. It's been out for 2-3 years. Just because proof isn't looked at, just because evidence is rejected, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that's where we're at, you know. It's the information's been out. It's been proven. The evidence is been documented for 2-3 years now. And it's just a matter of our judicial system doing its job objectively, and they won't do that right now.
Yeah, I'm not really in favor of this drip system that's going on, because they can control what gets out at what time, so they can. I don't even know if there's a date where they have to disclose everything by. So
no, they wanted 72 years to release. Remember, they wanted that.
I'm talking about right now.
Right.
I'm not talking about how they wanted 75 years originally, because if everything's on the up and up, of course you want 75 years, right?
Nothing to hide. It's just absolutely
nothing to hide. I just want everybody dead before we give the information out.
Exactly.
Or that's, for them to be dead so they don't have to face retribution.
Well, that's exactly the idea. That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
But if they're told that they have to put the information out, they're going to put out the little piddly stuff first, and then time goes on, it'll get more progressive, but they're not going to give out any solid information anytime soon.
No. And it's just
I'm curious how much of what they do release is going to be grayed out anyway.
Yes, we don't really know whether they're lying to us. We never know. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is we have to be doing our own research and looking at their own and at the hidden information that's on their own sites. They reveal everything. They've had it revealed on their own sites, the CDC, the WHO, all of them. If you post what their own sites say, you'll be fact-checked. But it was just another, like, I laugh because stupidity and this idiocracy of absolute irrationality, I mean, it hurts my brain. So I have to laugh so that my brain doesn't hurt, you know. It's just absolutely so ridiculous. And so I don't laugh because this stuff is really funny, because it's not, you know.
It's really not.
No, 100%.
Yeah,
I completely agree. It is not funny.
No, this is genocide. The hospitals became modern-day incinerators. Listen, right now, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to put a reminder at the end. The most important thing I could ask people right now is to show up at the Grand Slayer building on Monday at 1:30 or email or call in for the right to try bill, which is AB 188. It's for patients who are battling, you know, fatal diseases and sicknesses to be able to have a choice of what medicines they can try. That should be, right? I mean, medical freedom, all this autonomy they talk about for abortions, right? Well, how about autonomy for medical freedom? The right to try bill, AB 188, on Monday at 1:30. Very important that we, support that. And that Senator Heidi Kasama, she herself, I mean, her own husband is only alive because she had to force the issue of what medicine they wanted to try for him. Otherwise, so he would have been left to just die with the medicines that were not working. But no, we should have choices and alternatives. That's my logo. That's my banner in every category that I advocate in, whether it be, you know, patients' rights or parental rights, you know, medical freedom, education reform. Those are my purposes, right? It's choice and alternative. They keep pushing choice and alternative on in the categories they want it in. So we want to make sure that choices and alternatives in medical and in education are available. I mean, it makes so much sense. It just seems like a no-brainer to me.
I this came up in the news just this afternoon. So Brandon is still trying to push. Kayla, I think your phone is giving feedback. Because I hear my voice like 2 seconds after I say it. But anyway, Brandon is still trying to push gene therapy mandates for federal workers, and the Fifth Circuit Court upheld the injunction against Brandon's requirements. They said that he's not the CEO of a company. He's just a president. He can't force employees, even if they're federal employees, to take a gene therapy. So at least some judges are siding with not forcing people to risk their lives for a job.
About time.
Well, there's a lot of that going on in different categories, even in the abortion bill, which the abortion bill will open up more children to the transgender abuse because its wording is all sexual, you know, connotations, sexual identities are going to be involved in this reproductive right that they're put. And going to allow them to seek these treatments without the consent of their parents. The wording is to get the parents out of the decision-making process or helping the child have healthy thinking, heaven forbid.
That's what I don't understand is how these schools can tell the kids, don't tell your parents that we're chopping your stuff off.
Because the
pharmaceutical industries are planting people in our legislation that are pushing for these, and they're putting the wording in other bills and other ways so that there's no parental no parental rights for any reason. That's what they
I'll tell you right now, I don't care what it is that somebody says. If they, if somebody tells you, your kid, don't tell your parents about this, they should always tell their parents about that. Anybody that says don't tell your parents, that's somebody you need to run away from.
Absolutely.
The predator.
Absolutely.
Wasn't
Absolutely.
It Hillary Clinton that basically said we don't, that it should be the government's job to raise our children?
Right.
Yeah, no way. No way. No way. I mean, it is a basic fundamental right since forever and put into the Bill of Rights, the Patient Bill of Rights. You know, are basically exists already since the Michigan 1985 ruling that said that parents' rights should go without being violated. That it's up to us to care and nurture our children, and their custody, their character is up to us. It's not up to anyone else. It's basic principle of liberty and justice for us to be able to raise our own children according to our own values. That's what our country is all about.
And that if you were to talk to some people, they legitimately want to say that, well, the Constitution's racist, that all the old presidents, they were just old white men. Why do we have to listen to anything? And they're trying to throw the Constitution out and make America something it's not supposed to be.
Right. It's sad. It's very sad. They're certainly not uniting anyone on any kind of principles. They're causing so much division. It's become, you know, not just left and right. I mean, almost the same bird, just two different wings, right? Oh, in a lot of cases, in a lot of ways. It's the same bird, just two wings of the same bird. And so people don't know who to trust, even in our own party anymore, or in the Republican Party. You're getting a lot of dissension, and they're going to use that. That's what they want, just like the division they're causing in the country. And so people really need to get focused on challenging, you know, the pharmaceutical industry dominance and everything, and the control of our children.
Well, if you want to talk about diverting attention, though, look at the elites that went crazy trying to make sure that they could control DeSantis, because now he's arguing with Trump. You see him hanging out with Jeb Bush and Karl Rove and Paul Ryan.
It's interesting.
I can't believe he got suckered.
Well,
or he was always
positioned. Who knows? Positioned, maybe. But
I think that the globalists saw a rising star, and they threw some money at him to try to influence, and I think it's working.
Yeah, he might be getting on that wing, of that bird. Instead of what's happening is, the bottom line is, we've got moderates at best. They're not constitutionalists on the right. Does that make sense?
I can't really quantify what Trump is. He's not a constitutionalist, but he's not a raging out there liberal. But
well, he came from the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he did. But we had 3 years of really good presidenting, and then COVID, and then that was it. The wheels came off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Wow.
Well, not to mention, they got in his way every step he took, so he couldn't even do what he wanted to do.
The most challenged, the most vetted, the most investigated, the most accused, the most opposed president of all time, ever.
Which is why I can't say he's part of them. You can't realistically say that all that is scripted
I don't believe he's on the wings of the bird. I believe he's outside. You know, he's flying on his own. Absolutely. But he is absolutely for the Constitution.
To go after a 7 year case that is past the statute of limitations and was a misdemeanor at best to try to arrest him. That's how sad it's gotten.
Laughable by a Soros planted DA. I mean, anybody with half a brain. And the reason, you know what, I believe they did not go through with this indictment. If they had arrested him, that would have catapulted him into that
position.
Oh,
they're still talking about it. So I think the case fell apart, but I heard
this guy wants to run
for governor in the next election, so he's trying to make a name for himself.
Right. Well, Soros is planting a lot of people in the local races across the nation.
Right.
But what else do you expect someone who used to be an Aussie to do?
Right. Operation Paperclip. Him and Fauci both came out of Operation Paperclip out of Germany. Absolutely.
Now, I know Fauci was involved in the very beginning with the AIDS pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Did he start that after World War II, or was that around the same time period?
No, the AIDS epidemic was early 80s, so Dr. Frawdy had his job with the Reagan administration.
Okay.
Dr. Who?
Dr. Frawdy.
Frawdy, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy that, you know, they tell us what they're going to do. They tell us what they're doing, and we still don't believe them. It's really wild.
Right? Like, all you have to do is watch, as we were talking about earlier, with The Simpsons or anything else. Like, Stargate Atlantis, for instance, has the Department of Defense is one of the people who helped produce this thing. But what are they telling us in these shows that they're going to do?
Yep. Predictive programming. That's why they're called programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know who invented
television programming?
You know who invented television?
No, I don't actually.
Kayla, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30, okay. Same age as my baby girl.
If it helps, Kayla, I'm 50.
So we got 30, 50, and 60.
You're
60? Did you know I
turned 60? You said
60? Yes, sir. I had my 60th birthday in December. I'm so thankful to be alive and well and happy and healthy and everything I've survived. It's incredible.
You don't look at it. I thought I was older than you.
Yeah, no, I look better than a lot of people in their 30s. I'm not trying to toot my own horns. I'm not trying to be egomaniac, but I'm just so grateful for my health. But at any rate, I want to go back to the question so we don't forget. What was the question? Do we know who invented the television? The CIA.
Not surprising.
Let that sink in. The CIA invented TV. Two programmers. So that's why I don't watch it. I don't watch TV. Yeah, don't watch TV, people. Makes you brain dead. Like half, that's why half our country are zombified, brain dead people from watching television. And I'm the,
yeah,
and the
pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals and TV, zombies equals zombies.
Yep.
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, I do not own a cell phone.
Oh, good for you. They are not good for us. Right now, I'm trying to talk on speaker, like trying to keep it away from my ear. And, you know, I, one of my interviews that I did, Dave, did you ever see, was with Bill Cadwalader, who is the absolute brilliant expert on radiation poisoning and protection. And his website is stopdirtyelectricity.com. And you can see his, you go on YouTube, you can see my video with him when I did the Honey Bees Teach Talk Show with him. But he, you know, he wrote a book on the sickening of America and all the radiation that's coming out of these smart boxes, you know, all these smartphones now and all these Wi-Fi boxes and phones and different ways to protect ourselves. Absolutely. I hate talking on the phone generally. I don't like putting them to my ear. I never have my ringer on, ever. I want to control when I look at my phone. I don't want my phone controlling when I look at it. You know? Yeah, electronics, you know, I tell people I'm 60 years old. I was 34 before I ever even saw, like, a cell phone or a computer or anything really electronic, really, you know? So, I mean, it's still, like, so foreign to me. So it's annoying to me, actually. Most electronics are very annoying. Very annoying.
You're not wrong. They never want to do what you want them to do, and they just do their own thing. And
yeah,
you know you're being spied on. You can mention kitty litter in the next 10 minutes. Your YouTube or Facebook is going to have kitty litter ads. Like, you know you're being listened in on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really, really crazy. We have the largest surveillance center in the nation here in Vegas. Did you know that? It's called the Fusion Center.
No, I figured that we would be among the top because the casinos, of course, would want that.
Right, right. I think it might be in the MGM, but I'm not, it might be mistaken, but I think if I remember correctly, it might be in the MGM or part of the MGM or promoted by the MGM. Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, the Fusion Center. Fun, fun, fun. So, what else, Dave?
By the way, in these parts, like I message you, I go by Proof.
Right.
So, let's see here. So, I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to get into today. So, as far as the January 6th stuff goes, I just think it's crazy between Trump and if you remember when Brandon took office, him and James Clapper and a bunch of other high-ranking communists, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, said that their goal is to go after anybody who did not support them.
Right.
So it isn't a secret what they're trying to do. And if Brandon somehow wins, which I don't think the globalists even want him to win, I think they want to either put Michael Robinson Obama in, who I'm sure is a nice lady, or they want to put Gruesome in there.
Right.
I don't
yeah,
think that
I think
they're going to let Brandon win again.
Yeah, I think they're trying to position Newsom, really. I really do.
I mean,
the
if they had better candidates before,
ahead.
They would have used them.
But anybody
true.
That's lived in California, they're not going to vote for him. But you have liberals and all these other major cities who have never been to California that think he's awesome.
Right. They don't really know what's really going on.
No, there's actually a law they just passed recently in California, too. Aside from vaccines are mandated there, basically, they have made it legal to where, like, an 18-year-old could have sex with an 8-year-old. As long as there's 10-year difference, it's legally fine.
It's disgusting. It's what they're doing there. And it's okay to let a baby born out, viable outside the new uterus to just not be helped. Up to 28 weeks after it's born. That a baby, it's okay to kill a baby up to 28, up to, I mean, it's crazy amount of time even after they're born. Like,
you know that, back, what was it, like 2007, 2008 roughly, there was a, as we were talking about with TV programming, a South Park episode where one of the characters, who I think is like 8 or 9 in the show, the mom is going around sleeping with all these politicians trying to make it legal to abort your child at 8 years old.
Right.
And now we see this stuff actually happening now.
Yeah, and talking about their right to their choice to when they want to start a family. Absolutely have a right to when you want to start a family. So take birth control. Use some, you know, I mean, things happen. But you know, there's many other ways. And like I testified today, our legislation here is there's in the state of Nevada, there is no such thing as an unwanted child. Because for every child aborted in the state of Nevada, there is a family that wants to adopt. There literally is the same about, almost the same about number, ironically, of people that want to adopt. So there, yeah, obviously people have the choice of when they want to start adopting. But there's other ways to make that choice that are healthier, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially to the, you know, there's no reason why the taxpayers should be paying for these choices, you know? And so, we definitely need to write in everybody and oppose SRA 7 that they were talking about today. SJR 7. They're calling it.
Well,
reproductive
I look
health.
At it like if California lost more residents than any other state in the 2020s, why are you going to vote for the governor that is making that happen?
Right. Because people are deceived. They're so ignorant. It's really wild how easy it is to deceive people, much easier than to convince them that they have been deceived. They are led by their emotions, by codependence, by fear, by propaganda, you know? We are in a battle of good versus evil. We really are. So, you know, you brought up the January 6th incident, and, you know, they've been starting to release some of the videos of what really happened that day. And how it really was a Fed direction. There was tear gas released into the people that caused a little hysteria, but that nobody had stormed anything. People were welcomed in and given tour. The main guy they tried to say gave 4 years is going to be appealing the verdict because now defense attorneys now have access to videos that were kept from them and kept from the people. I mean, again, it's another situation of why do they need to hide all the video footage and why is Schumer threatening Fox and Tucker, literally threatened them if they continue to allow footage to be shown of what really happened if their narrative was true. Let it be shown. Let it be shown.
So I don't know if you saw this, but today Ray Epps said that Tucker Carlson and Fox News has to retract everything they've ever said bad about Ray Epps, or he's going to sue them.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Let them, because if they sue, then they have to release footage. Because we have footage of him instigating. He was an instigator.
Uh-huh.
I have it right here. Actually, that's what was something everybody assumed. Because I have you guys would get news that you can guess. I have a hard copy, actual disc movie of Capital Punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment by Chris Brigard and Nick Searcy. It's you know, when the government fears the people, there's liberty, but when there people fear the government, there's tyranny, and that's what happened. Capital Punishment tells the truth about January 6th through the eyes and the voices of the people who were there, and contains shocking footage of how the American government is using the FBI and the Department of Justice to terrorize and demonize and stigmatize decent law-abiding Americans who dare to disagree with their government narrative. And this is a movie of the actual footage of what was down there that day. We're going to be hosting a viewing party, you know, a watch party for this, hopefully at the Ahern soon. I'm waiting for some information to come in and see if there's an agenda, get a date set. So people here in Southern Nevada or anybody wants to come down for that, it's going to be quite enlightening to see who really died that day. No law enforcement died that day. They lied. The guy who had a heart attack died the next day. He had a stroke. He was trying to help people that other officers were blowing irritants that were making people fall and get trampled. That's what happened. Nobody was rushing the Capitol. They opened the Capitol, they let people in the Capitol, and in the tunnel they caused a ruckus. They instigated ruckus. It's all on camera, people. No, I'm not making this up. No one's making this up. Tucker's not making this up. They're showing footage, actual camera footage that's not doctored like has been shown for the last 2 years. Doctored footage is now being expanded to real footage, and I have the movie and some people on the news. There's all kinds of underground news. There are people who had their cameras there. There was hundreds and thousands of people. You know, the actual time of the Capitol building being opened and people going in was 20 minutes prior to the Trump supporters who were down the walkway away from the building. Even we're walking up and we're recommended and encouraged by their leader to go peacefully, and that's on camera.
Yeah, and you have Ray Epp saying you have to go into the federal building.
Yeah,
and he's on camera saying that. So what, are you going to sue him because he said stuff on camera?
Right. No, they're going to, it's going to prove
that
he was the one.
You know how stupid that's going to be? Just like Hunter Biden is suing the guy that he left the laptop with that had all the child porn and stuff on it.
Yeah.
So all this is going to come out in discovery.
Yeah, and right. They're just going to burn themselves.
So this is just, these guys are fools. It's like, these people just exposed what I did illegally, so because of that, I'm going to sue them.
Right. Right.
They're not smart.
When my daughters were teenagers, I used to tell them, if there's something you don't want people talking about, it must be something you shouldn't have done. You know? And here they want to sue the people who told about what they did instead of address what they did. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, just think, Hunter is, I'm going to sue everybody that talked about all the child porn that's on my laptop. I'm going to sue them all.
Right.
I don't quite understand that concept.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I mean, that'll be interesting. It'll fizzle out.
At the very least, it proves he's a pedo.
Oh, my gosh. Unfortunately, I've seen pictures of the underage, especially the Chinese girls, is what I saw. Very sad, very disgusting, very sad.
On the January 6th topic, I wanted to say, but then Proof started talking, so I went quiet.
Sorry.
The videos that they show, oh, you're fine. I'm having fun listening to you guys talk, too. So the, in the video, or some of them that they've released, you see them handing blunt objects to the people outside from inside. You can see that they are magnetic doors that are open from the inside.
Yes.
You see cops ushering people in, and they're just going through, like, as you said, it's a tour. But then
Right. Literally
the QAnon shaman, the main guy that you were talking about,
yes.
You see, I think it's like 2 or 3 minutes, like every second he was in that building, it was recorded, and he's just getting this little tour by the cops. He goes past, like, what, 4 cops in one area with the 2 following him?
Right, right. Yeah, no damage, no destruction, no, tagging or, you know, steal. No one stole anything. Nobody destroyed. It wasn't. Nobody set anything on fire.
It's
the worst thing they compare it to, like 9/11. They're like, how dare they? Huh. So that's so irrational.
Well, I feel like that's just them admitting that 9/11 was also, you know, a false flag to happen to completely control the people with fear.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, the people that died on January 6th at the Capitol are very much real. Ashley Babbitt was very much real, unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
And Roseanne, the other girl that passed out because of the chemical irritant sprayed in her face, and then was beaten while she was unconscious, beaten to death by a flipping out D.C. officer. It shows right on camera. While she's on the ground unconscious, beat to death. Those are the people who died. Nobody else. None of the officers. The tragedies that happened have been lied about. Everything they've told is a lie. Everything they've said is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a lie.
And it was to cover up their initial crime in the beginning, or in the first place.
Right. That's right. Divert, distract, disturb. Divert, distract, disturb. Repeat.
Have you notice there's been, like, at least in my area, there's been like 3 different shootings up in Ohio and further down in Kentucky in like the last couple of weeks, and I feel like it's actually distraction.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of false, you know, what do they call those, red flags, where it's almost like you feel like they've set up people to go out and do these bad things, you know?
Yeah. False flags, and just because it's called false flag doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means
right.
Its purpose was to distract you or do something with a different story put on it first.
Yep.
So it doesn't mean people don't die.
That's right. That's right. Well, I know I'm only going to get an hour, so I'm hoping I can do a really quick plug, Dave.
Of course.
I'm leading a education reform coalition called HOPE, Helping Our Pupils Excel. And we're looking to really expand and explode the knowledge of the, again, choices and alternatives that there are in education out to the parents and empower them and mobilize the community to really promote the choices and alternatives in education through, you know, policy reform. So right now, those are a couple really important bills, is the education savings account, so the tax dollars follow the child parents can figure out where to educate their children according to what's best for their child, not red lines, red zones. They say they're not, that they're into diversity. That would be one way to show it, is let's help educate children according to what's best for them, and let's attack tax dollars follow them. And the other one is savings account. So, excuse me, it's called opportunity scholarships. Opportunity scholarships. That would is going to be expanded, and we need it to go to a lot more children. So those are legislation people should look for and try to get behind and support and come help us. And if high schoolers can come help, volunteer to get the word out, and we're going to be doing an expo coming up to expose the public to these options, high schoolers can get credit for learning legislation and activism. And while they're building knowledge and, you know, experience, they can also put that on their resume. So I'm really looking to help our community, our teenagers, find purpose and passion, you know, so that they are not distracted in their teenage years, but which a lot of kids do get so lost, you know. So this is an opportunity to help reform education, get high schoolers involved, because it is for their generation, really. And so,
yeah.
You know, if people can stay tuned to, you know, my page on Facebook, PJ Belanger, B-E-L-A-N-G-E-R. It's a picture of me with a dolphin. And, yes, I rode that dolphin even underwater. I went underwater on that dolphin. But at any rate, yes, let's help our pupils excel. Please let me know of micro schools or charter schools or homeschool groups that should be magnified. And like some dear friends of mine, Jim and Flocky, they put together a really awesome little school at their church that doesn't cost parents out their nose. That's what's really, really wrong, is that it's so, the private schools are so expensive. That's just that. So the tax dollars should be able to help pay for that if the parents wanted their kids to go to those schools, so that they have an equal right, equal access, and not redlined according to their zip code. You know, so please stay tuned and let me know of anyone who can participate either as an expo participant or teenagers that want to come help and be volunteers to help get the word out. We're going to be doing phone banking. We're phone banking this Saturday. We're going to be specifically doing phone banking on the AB 188 right to try bills, education savings account, the education savings account bills. So many things I'm working on right now. But that's what I really want to put a feather in everyone's cap to be aware of, figure out how to take action. It's easy to send emails and make phone calls if you can't get to the Sawyer Building or to Carson City. You don't, but it's a, we need a lot more people to start doing that. That's why we're where we are, is because the legislators have been unchecked, unaccountable, and they just do whatever they want to do because nobody's been speaking up, speaking out, holding them accountable. So
well, that's true. The more we allow them to do what they want to do, the worse they're going to get, because they don't know where the boundaries are anymore.
Right. Absolutely. They really don't. They really don't have any boundaries. They're like narcissistic egomaniacs. Unfortunately, I don't want to, like, I guess that's kind of not nice to say, but it's, I don't know how else to describe, you know, arrogance. But it's everywhere.
It's not a secret.
Right. Very true. Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll have to let me know if you are seriously considering having another show, because I'd like to talk to you about Freedomizer before you go elsewhere, if it's possible. And we know each other, so and we've been around for a long time.
I would love to, you know, at least, you know, give it a consideration. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that I have off the top of my head at least 12 people to have enlightening, empowering conversations with. I like to call them conversations and round tables. You know, teach. So that,
yeah.
I like to teach, not just talk.
Oh, I understand. So we can discuss that, and whether you want one day a week or we max out at 4 days a week, because I believe in 3 day weekends.
I have
Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Right. Well, I'm prepared. I'm prepared to probably do at least, you know, once a week to get started to make sure we get a flow going, you know.
Yeah.
I got to put a shout out to my dear friends who have been fighting legislation for medical freedom for a long time, James Creel and Nurse Julesy. I think you may know Nurse Julesy, Dave. Through the patient-to-patient group.
Okay.
I met you through Jessica, so I was thinking you might know some connection. Remember Jessica Park?
Yeah.
We'll give her a shout out. Hello, Jessica. She's probably, no, she's not on. I'm just kidding. But
she blocked me. She didn't like me.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because she does get she was very deceived to the right. I mean, excuse me, to the left. Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see it now that you mention it.
I don't know if she's still that way, but it's sad because I thought she was good people, but then she just flipped one day, and then that was it.
Yeah, she's very deceived, very in a lot of the stuff. Yeah, but her and her daughter moved away. They're in Missouri, living by the lake, living by. Much better.
Yeah, one thing about me, PJ, is I'm the same person for the most part as 20 years ago, and everybody can set their watch to me. So it's very important when you have a business owner such as me for the network that you know exactly what you're getting, and you don't have to worry about if I'm drunk or having a bad day or what I'm going to say or think. I'm going to be the same way every single day. You don't have to worry about what am I going to do.
Right.
So in other words, you don't have to walk on eggshells to talk to me.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. No, I mean, I've had some great conversations, very enlightening conversations with you over the years. I'm so thankful that you allowed me to come on again. And, I hope to do something regularly. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. I'll go ahead and let you go here, and we'll talk soon. You know where to find me, so maybe we can meet up, and, we can even have a one-on-one. We haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah, shoot me a text where your address is, and then let me figure out where in my calendar I can let's do a sit-down, a meeting, and ask out some ideas and see if, what we come up with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
We'll interview each. We'll interview each other. Okay, everybody. Make sure you go take action somehow. Emails, phone calls. Help us with hope, helping our pupils excel. Let me know how you can help with that. And stay tuned for this capital punishment movie where people can really see for themselves what really happened. Tell your friends. We're going to have a viewing watch party soon.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I sent you Facebook, so send me a DM back, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
It was nice to meet you.
Hey, La.
All right. So I'm going to take a time out real quick. And then V will be back on the other side, and I'm sure Vito wants to talk to V as well. And Kayla's here, I'm here, and you could be here as well, but we'll be right back.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Up, y'all, this is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. In center position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Deep up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce for ya. Once I get ya, can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this thing with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow world of Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hey everybody, it's Rita. I'm a manager here at Barefoot is Legal. I just want to do a quick video. Tell you about our hashtag I Did It Barefoot Challenge. So it's going to be the first weekend of April, which is March 30th, 31st, and April 1st. We're going to have the hashtag I Did It Barefoot Challenge. You go to any establishment, any public place, the gas station, grocery store, the doctor, school, or restaurant, whatever it is, go barefoot. Take a picture, selfie, a video. And post it on your social media and ours. Post it with the hashtag I Did It Barefoot. And I'd love to see everybody's videos. I'm definitely going to participate. I know it's been cold here in the Midwest, but we're going to get out there. Hopefully spring's coming soon. Good to see you guys. Happy barefooting.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on Freedomizer Radio.
freedomizernetwork.com.
Out to be the next Freedomist co-host here on Thursday nights, and we have me joining us right now, our usual Thursday co-host, but which will be moving soon. So V, welcome in, glad to have you.
Hola hombre, ¿cómo estamos?
So I know I should have said this before, Kayla, but and I'm not just saying this because V is here, but she's like my favorite co-host I've ever had.
You know what? I bust his chops.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Best of luck to you. I'm not calling to check up on you. I promise I hear you. It's a lot. Proof has some interesting people on, like really some of the best guests I've ever seen on radio. You know, on this type of platform of radio, I love it. And Proof has some crazy hair, and he's this crazy man that lives in this hot state, and he gets to go barefoot all the time. I'm
hey,
totally
it's
jealous.
Not, it's not hot out here right now. It's supposed to be between 75 and 80 degrees right now, and we're lucky if we're getting 60 degrees any day between now and the end of the month.
That's a heat wave compared to over here, man. What are you talking about? I go barefoot in 60 degrees. I can't do it in 30. And, you know, we had 6 inches of snow a week ago, and then it shot up to, like, 60 degrees, and then it's back in the 20s. Come on. That's New York.
Yeah.
I can't go barefoot. I can't be barefoot. I can't even walk on the grass now. It's frozen rock hard. I can't, you know, plant anything. I was hoping to plant some flowers in the front yard. I can't do anything.
Oh, I'm still waiting to
anyway.
Do my planting. I understand.
Well, you're still lucky. And you know what? You get to trade on certain cryptos that I don't get to because I live in New York City.
Speaking of which, I wanted to talk to you about cryptos. First of all, Kayla has a lot of questions. But one of my questions is if you're following the Wells report with Coinbase?
No, I do read the articles on Coinbase. But there's so many, it's hard for me to get through all of them.
The Wells report is that that's the SEC trying to go after Coinbase.
Oh.
And the thing is that they're trying to shut Coinbase down, and they're trying to tell Coinbase that they're not complying with laws, and then whenever someone calls or writes or tries to find out what laws they're violating, they get hung up on.
That's so lame.
So,
well,
to me, it's almost like a witch hunt, if you will, V, because I think since Coinbase is, if not the largest, they're definitely in the top three of crypto trading platforms.
For sure.
And if they could shut that down and get everybody onto this Fed now, I think that's right. The reason why, because Coinbase has been fairly safe for ever since its inception.
That's true. I have heard of some instances of people having their Coinbase wallets hacked and money taken out of it. And I think Coinbase is probably a little bit more proactive than most platforms about helping people recoup their losses. And then, of course, now they have that Coinbase Plus where you can
pay $30 a month and you get all your fees waived, no matter how much, you know, like all your transaction fees.
Yeah.
So that works for somebody like me because I spend over 30 in fees every month. But I still buy a piece of silver every month from SD Bullion. I'm still getting my 1 troy ounce bar. Occasionally I'll get a coin, but for the most part I get a bar. But
so,
you were saying she has some questions about crypto?
Yeah, but I want to finish this conversation first because I don't want to scare Kayla. So can the SEC shut down a company without telling them why?
Well, we've seen them do that. We've seen the banks and the government do that. We've seen all these other platforms shut other people down. They'll go about it and they'll find some loophole, and then they'll bury people in court while they go back and forth. Look at XRP. I can't buy any anymore. Last time I was able to buy XRP was in 2020.
I remember that because I have some XRP myself.
Right. I can't get any. Are you able to get any over there?
No.
Oh. So everybody's
locked out. So I'm not going to rush off the Coinbase platform because I feel like the goal potentially is to get people to not buy crypto so that Fedcoin doesn't have competition. I feel like that's the motive here. So it's not that Coinbase did anything wrong. It's that they want Fedcoin, and they want all the glory. They don't want people finding out that they can have an alternate currency.
Right. And I think the SEC will do everything in their power and will be just stupefied. As usual, we'll see who has the upper hand. You know, I mean, look what they've been able to do. Just as far as locking people from certain states out, like mine, from trading. Because the stock exchange is in New York, I can't buy certain crypto. It's ridiculous. I've had to use platforms in China to move my money around into my crypto wallet. That's not fair, and it cost me, obviously, a lot more than it would if I were able to do it here. And people like yourself get to just go on and log into Coinbase, buy what they want, and log off, and I'm here bouncing my money around to different countries and waiting hours for my transactions to go through. Ridiculous.
So I'm not getting off Coinbase. I might cash in 100 or two just because, but I'm not going to be swayed by whatever the globalists think that they'll be able to sell us with Fedcoin, because I know this is a witch hunt, and it's not that I even like Coinbase like that, but
right.
From my dealings, I've other than people randomly, but people get hacked with bank accounts and stuff all the time, so it's not like you can say, well, people get hacked on Coinbase. I mean, the percentage is extremely low.
Right.
It's a lot less than if you have a bank account.
Right. You move money pretty easily, right? There's not a lot of complexity. The platform's easy to use. Visually, aesthetically, pleasant to navigate. I think people just need to understand crypto now more than ever. If we're going to be moving into a digital currency, first of all, it's important that we not participate in the one that the Fed is going to be forcing upon us. Of course, they're going to have some type of disaster that's going to corral people into using it. They're going to feel like they have no alternative. But it's important that people know now more than ever how they work. What is a blockchain? You know, how do these transactions get confirmed? How can you get hacked? How can you prevent it? You know, safeguarding your money. Because it goes into the realm of digital, it seems almost fantasy. So there's a lot less trust behind it. But I hold dollar bills and $100 bills and 50s in my hand, and I have no trust in that either. We know the value of the dollar has gone down. Over the last, I don't know how many decades, it has not budged, really, for us, the common person. But the banks have made billions hand over fist investing in the bonds that they buy from the government, and the tiny bits of interest that they get off it makes them ridiculous profits. I mean, you know, there's going to be whales. There's going to be whales in the government, in the banking systems, in the stock market, and in crypto. So for somebody like myself and like you, Proof, who uses their own money to trade on Coinbase, sometimes a little bit is enough, you know? I've done and traded crypto where I was making, my goal was I was going to make, I gave myself a goal of $500 a day. And I did that. I had to stay locked in on the computer. I had to be paying attention. I had to look at the new calls and things were coming out and invest and pull out at the right time. But I did it. And I did that for a few weeks. And it was very gratifying and it was encouraging. And for somebody like me, a middle-class, blue-collar piece of trash from New York that grew up in the hood and the projects, like, that's a lot of money. That's debt-paying money, and that's life-changing money. That's why I recommend it.
So it sounds like you're not scared off of Coinbase either at this time.
No, sir. I mean, I was using other platforms that were worse. I say worse, if you think it's bad and you're likely to get hacked, imagine pushing your money into a platform that is based out of China that shuts down whenever they want to do so-called maintenance and comes back up and hoping that your money is still there. Imagine using that instead. Like, that's where I was 3 years ago. But now I get to use Coinbase. I feel so comfortable. And I feel so at peace, but I know people who have had a nightmare time with it. People have Bitcoin taken from it. You know, their checkings and all. You know, you got to be really careful. You got to be, have to have as many ways to authenticate yourself using all the identity measures that they use. Use them all. 2 different emails. Use a different number than your cell phone. Anything. Authenticate yourself. If you know your password, keep it on paper. Don't put it in your laptop. If your laptop gets hacked, then boom, everything's gone. And I use a VPN, and I use it while I'm trading too.
So, Kayla, this is our resident Bitcoin expert. So if you had questions, I know you were kind of skeptical on it.
So my reservations with Bitcoin are mostly any digital currency, especially those coming from banks. But in general, just digital currencies, what is actually the promise or guarantee that it'll be okay? Because the majority of them, to my understanding, aren't really based on anything real. Like, I know there's
real coins, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I know there's one out there. I forget what the name is. Forgive me. But I know it's based on actual trade with gold, and that's what backs up their digital coin. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about much of the others. Consider me a novice three-way when it comes to digital currency.
At this point, it's based off of your own actual fiat money. So I'm using American currency to trade and buy and exchange for certain cryptocurrency. So that is backed by my dollar, right?
Okay.
Essentially, like, so all the people around the world who trade are using their own value of money to back their own transaction. The thing is, it's going from not really paper, but it's going from digital to digital. And I think the allure, right, was that you did a transaction in the crypto world. The government didn't know it was you. Nobody knew who you were when you bought or you sold. You know, it didn't link back to your address. You didn't have a face on a profile pic. And the transaction was pretty much just this person anonymously bought this much money in, you know, crypto, and boom, on to the next. And that was the appeal. And I don't know, there's so many rumors around how it all started, whether it was the government or it was the mafia. I don't know. And at this point, I don't care, honestly. but I do see the backing of it in this particular case with, let's say, Bitcoin. They used to actually make physical coins, but Bitcoin has a limit. We're about 10 years away from it being completely done, and there won't be any more Bitcoin mined for all time. So we'll have all the Bitcoin circulating in society that will ever be made. So we're not too far from that. But not too many cryptocurrencies are the same way.
How exactly are they making it, but they won't be able to anymore?
The mining of Bitcoin, where the transaction goes through, these little kind of mini computers, they run on a lot of electricity, which is why a lot of people and countries like China think that they're not economically helpful or healthy to the environment, right? And when we do a transaction, when we buy, it goes into the blockchain, and the miner closest to you picks it up and processes the transaction, and it goes into what they call a blockchain. So now you have the chain of transactions, and like I said, they're anonymous and private. Then the process is sped up, and it's so complex, it requires this ridiculously complex mathematical equation in order to confirm it, you know? So, like, that's why the machine requires so much energy, because it's computing so fast, so many transactions in a small amount of time. So when that blockchain is done, that mining for that particular day's worth of transactions, it gets kind of pushed into the metaverse, and the mining of a new blockchain will begin. But Bitcoin was made and designed to have a limit. And I forget how many coins it is. I'm sure Proof could look it up. Once the machines calculate that is finished, that all these Bitcoins that were pre-programmed to be created are done, they will no longer be functioning. And that's why I don't think it's a big deal that these countries are like, oh, they require so much energy. Like, so do charging stations for Teslas. But I digress. And these machines, once they realized, you know, they were really old-fashioned, and they got really hot and burnt out really fast. So obviously they made them a little bit more efficient. They still require a lot of computing energy, but they're not, you know, scorching the earth like they were before, like people were so dramatic, exaggeratingly said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, if hypothetically, could like an EMP take you offline for your crypto?
Yes.
So then
same with your bank. Yeah. You won't be able to use your debit card. You won't be able to Zelle anybody. There.
So while you guys are talking, I'm going to grab Vito before he falls asleep on us.
Oh, yeah. He's famous for that. Famous.
You know how that goes.
I need a couple minutes, so I'll let the three of you talk. And, Kayla, if you have any other questions about cryptocurrencies, keep them coming. And V will help you, and I'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, I hope I didn't over-explain and kill your brain cells.
So what's doing?
Vito Bobito.
What's up, kid? Will you change your days off?
Yeah, they're supposed to change my days, man. They tell me one thing and then they stall. I think it's because we had a few things. We had a marathon. We had that Trump rally. And they just started moving people around.
And they still haven't surveyed you out.
No, man. June, July. That's it. That's it.
And how many years you'll have in then?
I have on 17. I'll have 17 and a half.
That's a shame. You can't wait that other 2.5 more years. You get that variable. It's a shame.
Yeah, no. Even if I, even if I, like, appealed, I would just make it to 19. Barely. So it'd be like 18
and then
and a half.
And then how you go.
Right. What can you do?
Meanwhile, if it was a three-quarter injury, they keep you on until you die.
I don't
know. You know what I mean?
It's legit. I mean, it's legit.
Well, like I said, the legit ones, they're the ones that are made to sit and wait. And the bullshit ones,
yeah.
They're the ones that get the approval. Disgusting. But anyway.
Okay. I hate it.
This crap with Greg is just getting more and more unbelievable, what he's doing and what he's trying to get away with.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the grand jury could still want it, and they could still indict Trump regardless, right, just based on the evidence. They could ignore everything else, all right? But to not put in those records when you had them, and to have someone walk into your office and say, why aren't you putting these records in? This is the true story here, and rather than have it come out at a trial.
Agreed.
I mean, that would make Bragg look even more stupid, I think. My personal opinion, that dude is just one messed up dude. He should not be where he is. All right? He got in, you know, because nobody really cared about voting for the DA the last election, the last time around. You know, you see what he's done to Manhattan.
I mean,
it's not just
know.
Him. Also, it's God.
No, I don't even know if people are aware of DA elections. They don't pay any mind.
No. Nope.
Look how important it is.
You know, and look what's going on. At least you got that guy in Brooklyn. All right, he's a progressive, but he's trying to do things the right way, as best he can. I mean, you still want to put the people that deserve to be in jail. You know, that's the thing. But you know, Bragg, he wants to let the criminals go and lock up innocent people.
Right. That's what most progressives stand for. But that other guy is on a different level. He sounds more liberal than progressive.
I mean, San Francisco, I don't understand. San Francisco was smart enough to get rid of Boudin. Why can't, you know, the people in New York see that this progressive stuff is destroying everything, is destroying society? I mean, this guy Bragg took, it either was a mirage, or he took the most prestigious prosecutor's office in the country and turned it to crap. Or it was always crap.
It's because, you know, people in New York are too busy fighting amongst themselves. They can't focus enough to even look at what's going on around them and even translate it to be something political that they could impact. There's no unity.
They're all idiots. They don't see that what's going on is affecting. They don't care that what's going on is affecting them. You know,
everybody is numb with their
booze. They do not care.
And their weed, and now their fentanyl.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a blast.
Yeah.
The sex clubs are back open.
I told you about Adams.
Yeah. You know, I told you about Adams. Yeah. He was in the Hamptons before even the election. And they were introducing him as the new mayor of New York.
I said, did you get that text message I sent you about Adams?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find some reporter out there, you know, and I'm doing it kind of under the table because I got family on the job. I don't want them to be harassed.
Thanks.
But there's got to be somebody out there that would take the story because this is earth shattering. I mean, this guy was involved in a major cover up.
Yeah.
All right. And nothing was done. And my question is those who followed him, who went through the same problem, were they given the same chance as he was? No.
Never.
No.
But we see the double standard. We see who it's in favor of.
And he's a fraud.
We see.
He's an absolute positive fraud now. He should have been fired a long time ago, and he wasn't. And it was covered up. I mean, it was covered up. And I don't know how high up it went, and I'm not sure who the commissioner was, you know, but I do know that he never went past the rank of captain, and Greg Kelly, he's always on the air whenever he discusses Adams. He says, my father said he'll never, as long as I'm the police commissioner, he'll never go past captain. You know, so, and that's it. So,
and look at our current police commissioner.
You know,
she doesn't do anything. She sat before the city council and they asked her, what are you doing to stop all these cops from leaving for other departments? And she said, well they're offering
the
better pay.
What is the
better
city benefit? There's nothing that they can do.
Nothing.
It's either they fix the current laws the way they are. Hastings needs to be to have his shoes taken off and the bottoms of his feet beat.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. Because that dude is one. You know, I mean, he's from what? He covers the Yonkers and I think part of the Bronx. I'm not sure. I'm certain of the Yonkers, but it may go into the Bronx. And
yeah, I don't know
you're telling me that those areas aren't suffering because of his policies?
Horrific.
Come on, man.
I mean,
I go
one of the worst
nowhere
things is just
now.
Letting people out, no bail, letting them right back out, and then like making felonies misdemeanors. Like that's number one.
Granted, if you want to let someone out, first time caller, absolutely. You get one free pass. The next one ain't gonna happen. You know, I'll go with that. But you know, just to let everyone out, and as soon as they go out, they do the same thing again. They get locked up again. They go do the same thing again. They get locked up again. They get released. They go do the same thing again.
You remember
it's
that
like,
three
you know,
strike that three strike thing? Was that with Giuliani when we had the three strike rule, or was it Jenkins
the three strike rule was New York State. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know what I remember it, but I didn't remember if it was the city.
The three strike rule was New York State because all these laws all come from the state legislature. The New York City can't make, I mean, they can make their own laws, but they can't create a felony out of, you know, to suit the city. It has to come from the higher ups. But this guy Bragg, what he has, if I was in that grand jury pool, I would demand to see him, and I would walk into that. If I was in the grand jury pool, I would come into the grand jury that day with a couple of dozen eggs, and when he walked in, I would egg him right in that office. Lock me up. Lock me up. Go ahead, lock me up. What, I'm going to get DAT'd anyway.
And it's true. What is it going to give you, harassment? It's harassment.
Yeah. That's all it is, because he's a public official, and you know what? You could spit on him, sadly. You could curse at him. Yeah, you know what? You should be able to do that. And he is a public official, and he has no idea what he's doing. None.
He's just trying to appeal to the Democrat base, and George Soros is paying for it.
Listen, he's a moron. All right.
Oh, I know he is.
You hear him speak, he is a moron. So there's no way that he came up with this idea in his head. This was put into his head probably by that pig, Letitia James, who should also recuse herself from anything to do with prosecuting cases in New York State with what she pulled.
That's right.
The stuff she pulled last weekend with the trannies and the kids reading having kids read books, having trainees read books to kids. Like, what does that have to do with the Attorney General's office? Can anybody please tell me? How is an Attorney General involved in this? All right, and our tax dollars are going to this.
Right.
I mean, even one day, a boss told me one day, you know, because I was complaining, because I was Mirandized by Brooklyn DA's office, by Liz Holtzman. You don't remember her, but she was another disgusting human being of a DA, and I think she is where it all started. She was the seed that just grew into this stupid shit that we have today. And a boss said to me once, when you get out of law school and you want to go into the process, you want to learn law, you want to be a good defense attorney, you got to start off as a prosecutor. But where are you going to go as a prosecutor? You can't go to the Staten Island DA's office. You can't go to the Brooklyn DA's office. You really can't go to the Queens DA's office. You can't go to the Bronx DA's office. There are one or two offices to go to, either the Manhattan DA's office or the Special Narcotics Prosecutor's Office out of Manhattan. And you know what? The Manhattan DA's office now is completely blown up. You cannot tell me that man acted ethically in what he was doing against Donald Trump.
Right.
Ethically. Because apparently to Marxists, ethics don't exist no more. No. I mean, listen, I'm not the most moral person. I'll tell you that right now. But ethics, nah, man. You can't put your hand on a Bible and say you're going to uphold the law and then say, you know what, I'm not really going to uphold the law. I'm going to do whatever
That's
I want
right.
to do now.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to take care of the criminals and screw you people. And that's
yeah.
what he's doing. That's exactly what Bragg is doing.
Damn right.
So just to let everyone know or let you guys know, Kayla's phone dropped and she's back.
Welcome back.
I wanted to let you know also, V, that, I had to go do my blood sugar check with my wife because I can't for the life of me. I waste too many test strips. So, you know how last time or a couple weeks ago, my blood sugar was extremely high. And I just tested. I ate literally as the show commercials were happening in the beginning of the show. And I just tested out at 122. And not 1 ounce of metformin or one droplet of any of those types of insulins have ever hit my body.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I'm doing extremely well.
Damn straight. You're doing the damn thing. Good. Good for you. I don't like those meds anyway. They're not good for people. They destroy the liver over time.
Exactly.
Among other things. Mm-hmm.
So I have a rule, I guess. I'm only doing like 30 to 40 carbs a day, if that, and that might be max. But I allow one meal where I'll allow, like, my carbs of the day. Which meal is it going to be? So,
yeah.
Like, I had cereal this morning with 15 sugars. And I put a bunch of fruit in it to slow down the insulin. And I used almond milk, which had no sugar and no carbs. Mm-hmm. And other than I had a burrito, a tortilla, if you will, that had 14 carbs and 12 fibers. So that's a two net carb.
That's right.
Other than that,
that's right.
I've had no carbs today.
Amazing.
Like zero. So I'm doing the low carbs. I'm doing berberin and a bunch of other stuff and just doing it holistically, and I'm seeing results.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a way to do it. You can eat your way out of diabetes. A lot of people do it. Sometimes weight loss does it for them. Sometimes it's just the diet change, you know? Yeah, you can
Proof, you have type 2?
Well, they said I had that my A1C when I was put in the hospital was 13.8, but
right.
A lot of what I eat is like while I'm on the show, I look for snacks, and or in the morning I might do smoothies, and I like to eat dates. Dates is one of my favorite foods to eat because nobody hears me when I'm eating. But if you have three dates, like three dried dates, it's like almost 60 sugars. And I might eat 10 of them.
Oh,
wow.
That's so good for you. What is it? Don't they kill something in the body? Like, what the hell is it that I was reading about that dates did that I was like, oh, my gosh. It was like it heals stuff in the gut. It helps you, like, balance out
exactly,
your microbiome.
Exactly, yes. It helps with digestion and pancreas. And
yeah.
So I would eat a like 8 or 10 while I'm on my show. And I might wash it down with a glass of cranberry juice, which the 8 ounces is 30 sugars, so figure I fill up a 16-ounce cup. And I'm easily downing 300 sugars before I go to bed, and I'm not even thinking about it.
Nice. I've been chopping up cucumbers and putting it in my water lately. Water is like, yeah.
So I don't know if either of you have diabetic issues, but I've been watching. I've watched a ton of videos because when I was in the hospital, I had nothing else to do. But if you could find dragon fruit is one of the best fruits that you could take to lower blood sugar.
Hmm.
And of course, rambutans are right up there.
Right, the rambutans that I've never heard of until you talked about it.
Yeah.
Never
so, Kayla, I don't know if you're into that kind of fruit and stuff, but I'm big into fruit.
I have been looking into trying to change my diet for a multitude of health reasons, but I have no idea what you're talking about. The thing that you said you'd eat the dates, what is that?
A date?
Yeah.
I'll have to show you. It's a fruit. It's usually dried, and they seem to last forever.
Yeah, they do.
People use dates in place of sugar because they have so much sugar in them.
Right.
And
they're
probably natural. Not the bleached stuff we get.
No,
exactly.
And I'm not denying that. And everything has their place. But say there would be days where I didn't eat dinner. And so I'm sitting here trying to eat fruits and stuff that I can eat where nobody hears me chewing. So I might have a banana and like 8 or 9 dates, which even if it is fruit sugar, that's still a lot to put in your body at once. And the thing is that having that would be fine if I was going to run like 2 miles. But if I'm working my day job in my own house and then I get off work and then I'm doing show prep, and then I'm on my show in the same office, I'm not getting any exercise. So that's my big issue. And
how are you getting to sleep with that much sugar?
Right?
I do. But in the winter when it's 42 degrees and windy and raining, me going outside to go exercise isn't going to happen. So I just
not
feel
understandable.
Like, yeah, in the winter I could... And I'm not really packing on the pounds because of it being the fruit sugar, but my blood sugar gets affected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I'm not a junk food person necessarily, but I
natural
have some
junk
of the sugars
food.
Where people think would be healthy, but it's not.
Completely understandable. I know if you eat several bananas, it's also supposed to give you about like an hour or two of energy. So I guess kind of similar.
Yeah, because I like dates. I like figs. Dried figs are excellent.
That's one fruit I've never been able to like the taste of.
Oh.
You like Fig Newton cookies, though? I like the Fig Newton cookies.
I don't like
occasionally,
that brand, but
yeah.
I like if there's an organic brand like Newman's Own, I'll rock them.
Oh, right. Newman's Own. I'm talking about freaking Nabisco, man. I have never tried the Newman's Own.
Just like
but have you had those, Kayla?
No. What was it again?
Fig Newton. The cookie?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those, and they're pretty good. The fig itself, though, I don't know. My brain just won't let me like that.
Is it the seeds? It's probably those seeds, right? It's all crunchy.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why I can't eat pomegranate either.
Uh-huh.
so much trouble.
Yeah, I'm a texture person. That's what it is. Yes, texture.
Yes. Proof. Do you remember when mangoes used to have strings in them? They used to be all fibrous and get caught in your teeth. Now mangoes cut easy and you can bite right through them like it was an apple or something.
No.
Well, it's because of all the geoengineering that they do.
That's
same
right.
thing with tomatoes. They actually, they used fish cells inside of genetically modifying tomatoes so that way the tomato wouldn't bust as soon as you pick it up. If you look at old talkings of tomatoes, like how they would take them off the vine, it was very common for them to actually just squish in the hand because of how soft they were.
Wow.
And not to mention that our fruits and vegetables are very malnourished in comparison to a couple other countries. And I'm going to say it's probably to do with the pesticides we use, which,
absolutely.
I mean, Monsanto was sued in court twice over glyphosate being a carcinogenic.
That's right. And you know what? I saw a video of an American who moved to El Salvador, and she's like, there's never any chemtrails in the sky over there. And so it makes their water and their land so much better. And she said the fruit and the vegetables that she gets out there are amazing. They don't have the Monsanto pesticides, and whatever they do use to keep bugs off is not as toxic. At least it's not neurologically toxic. And she said that she just loves the taste of everything. It's so much different. The water is different. The air. She's never coming back to America. I've been tempted to go over there. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to use a travel agent because, like, who's going to El Salvador? But I want to check it out.
I don't know. The way that new president is over there, El Salvador could be making some changes.
Right? Didn't he just lock up, like, 30,000 gang members?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't Daniel Ortega the president of El Salvador?
What? No. What's his name? He's the dude with the slick black hair and the beard and the mustache, and he's always talking about American politics and how crazy it is over here with the nonsense.
Hmm.
I forgot.
Oh, he's not messing around. And Bitcoin is their currency over there.
That's right. They made it an official currency. I may only have a few shekels. You know what I mean. But it's enough. Shoo, I'll be by. I would buy. That's absolutely.
Well,
retire,
the president of El Salvador said he's tired of El Salvador being kicked around and poor, and so his goal is to make El Salvador a place that people actually want to move to and live in.
Yes, and he's doing it. It's happening. I love it.
I wonder how he hasn't been assassinated yet.
Right? God, she's right, though. She's right.
The good ones always are.
I mean, the CIA is famous for this. They destroy and take down leaders, good ones. Look at Gaddafi. What happened to him? Yeah, he was trying to make gold the currency. He was trying to enrich African countries that were impoverished and being held down by these central banks.
He was actually freeing people from slavery,
too. That's what that was all about.
That's right. He was trying to eradicate slavery. He knew it was still going on. It's still going on. And he talked about it openly. And look at me. And you know our CIA was behind that.
Well, yeah, before he died, he stopped the slave trade on women.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Look at our government.
So, on the chemtrail topic about how, it is poisoning everything around us, air, sky, and water, out here where I am, every single day, there's lions in the sky. Legit have pictures where they're just playing what I feel like is tic-tac-toe. They have circled us. And, like, you know, and every day commercial plane isn't doing circles. They're not going straight up into the sky. But no one wants to look up and actually see them. When you actually point them out, oh, that's just a contrail. That's just water vapor. No, that would be gone by now if that's what that was.
That's right. There's too many skeptics now when it comes to that. It's like about time people kept the veil.
Yeah, my father actually recorded a few videos, and in one of them, the chemtrails were so thick, but surprisingly, we, in a photo, he caught, I think, two, like, drones up in the sky while they were spraying at the same time.
That's interesting. And they, you know what, I saw a video of, it was like Heidi Chong from ABC News, like, I don't know, years ago. It was like back in the 90s, let's say. So she got up in the sky with a pilot who was spraying that silver stuff to make the clouds form so they could have some rain. So he was saying we already have to have clouds in the sky in order to multiply the number of clouds and cause this rain. But it was like, I mean, on the one hand, he says that they're helping when there's drought and when farms need the extra water and the farmers appreciate it, but it costs the farmers a lot of money to hire somebody with the plane and with the technology to do this. But I'm thinking, as beneficial as it sounds, aren't they still putting so many chemicals besides that, like just the exhaust and altogether, everything else, and raining it down on the crop? And can't that just still be harmful, like, long-term?
Yeah, because people are going to be eating this. And
right.
They don't think about it, or they're going to be drinking it, or, heck, your kids are going out and they're playing and it starts raining, then they get covered in it anyways. It's going into the pores, and look at the skyrocketing sicknesses everywhere. Then again, you also have to...
So I have to
what are you supposed
in.
To do?
Our show for the night is over here, so thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you, Viva, for calling in. Thank you.
I really can't hear you guys over the music.
Shows.
Okay, the music.